In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. So today, we commemorate and remember the judgment of God. And we do this in preparation for our coming Great Lent, and in which next week is Forgiveness Sunday, and then we begin our Great and Holy Fast. And so it is, we need to consider the judgment of God. And I think the first thing is that God is a God of love. And it's a love that is so intense that on the one hand, those who respond in humility and in love for Him, that this love transforms and literally transfigures our life. On the other hand, His love, when it shines upon those who have not loved our Lord and who have not loved their neighbor, it seems as though it's an all-consuming fire, and it burns to the depths of the soul. And so, in reality, judgment is about love. And he, in this gospel, he says, "And before him shall be gathered all nations, and he shall separate the one from another, as a shepherd divideth the sheep from the goats. And he shall set the sheep on his right hand, but the goats on his left. Then shall the king say unto them on his right hand, Come ye, blessed of my Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world. I was a hungered, and ye gave me food. I was thirsty, and ye gave me drink. I was a stranger, and ye took me in. Naked, and ye clothed me. I was sick, and ye visited me. I was in prison, and ye came unto me. And then shall the righteous answer him, saying, Lord, when saw we thee a hungered, and fed thee, or thirsty, and gave thee drink? When saw we thee a stranger, and took thee in, or naked, and clothed thee? Or when saw we thee sick and in prison and came unto thee? And the king shall answer and say unto them, Verily I say unto you, inasmuch as ye have done it unto one of the least of these my brethren, ye have done it unto me. And so it's the opposite, of course, is true. Those who have seen people in need and yet turn from them. And so I think we're in a very fascinating time in regard to our relationship to our neighbor. And I remember when I was young living first in Canaan, New Hampshire, and then in Lebanon, New Hampshire. And there clearly were people of wealth. And there were people who were, you might say, middle class and in between. But there was a community, and it was quite visible. And we were very aware of our neighbors, and neighbors were mixed in with everyone else, whether they be of wealth or middle class. The neighbors were all mixed in. And there was this continuous sense of the presence of one's neighbor. And the needs of one's neighbor. And it was also very interesting because the wealthy members of the community, they walked the same streets as everyone else. And we had a community center that was built by the Carter family. I don't know if anybody remembers Carter overalls. They were manufactured originally in Lebanon, New Hampshire. And then there was a tannery, and then another mill, and then a woolen mill, and so on. And all of these families gave to the community, created a community center. There was a baseball park, lights, and everything else, a swimming pool, and all kinds of other activities that were supported. And then in between, the people of the community were quite aware the needs of others, and clothing and food. and so on would quietly pass from one family to another into the lives of those who were less fortunate. And it was a very simple and very real sense of reality. And I think what's happened in our society today is that, the government has taken over all of these activities. And we have become significantly isolated from the needs of others. And we're in this very uncomfortable position because we don't know who these people are and where they are and so on. And we don't have this connection with them. And so I look at the teaching of our Savior, how we should care for those in need around us. And I think to myself, it's really interesting that it's not just the government that is, but it's almost like the spirit of darkness and evil has broken up the community in such a way that we do not live near or feel the needs of those around us. And so we have this remarkable set of circumstances. And I think that obviously we need to reach out and find ways to integrate ourselves with and help those around us. But I think in reality it also is a case that we need to find a way to give. And the greatest gift that we can give in these times of difficulty and darkness is our love as it manifests itself in prayer. We need to develop a life of prayer and to do it at a level that we become mediators of God's holiness and mediators of His light and mediators of His grace. And that we do so in such a way individually and as a community so that this light shines into the lives of those around us and gives them hope. You know, we have the wonderful analogy of the sun. And when God created the world, He certainly had in mind, I think we can say that, He had in mind that the sun, while the light of the sun and the energy of the sun brings forth life. There's no question about that. We see that as the seasons change. We see it in many, many different ways. That the light of the sun, as it were, it shines on the earth and it brings forth light, life, rather. And in the rays of the sun, this life flourishes, and we see the beauty of the flowers. We eat the food that comes forth from the plants. We see the light shining as it rises in the morning, and it rises out of darkness, as it were, and then begins to shine upon us. And this light, of course, for those who have eyes to see, is really a symbol of divinity. It's a symbol of our Lord and God and Savior Jesus Christ, who rose from the dead. And as He rose, He shined His light upon us. And He gave us life eternal. And so it is what we must do as we face these difficult times. And we look at our own lives, is that we must struggle to have the light of Christ in us. And that as we rise in the morning sun, that we enter into prayer and intercession for our families and those around us, our friends, for our community, and that the light of God will shine upon not only us, but radiate through us into the lives of others. In this text, there's this image that comes from the prophet Daniel, about a river of fire coming from the throne, from the footstool of God in heaven. And it's very fascinating because the very same light that sanctifies and brings forth life eternal is also the light that brings about judgment. Because if our hearts and minds are closed to anything other than ourselves, and our hearts and minds are consumed with our own feelings and our own thoughts and our own pleasures, the light of God, which has the power to grant sanctification and resurrection to the soul and body of mankind, that same light is an all-consuming fire. It brings destruction, as it were, to those who live in darkness and to those who reject the presence of God. And so here on this day we consider the question of judgment, we need to step back, we need to evaluate our lives, and we need to each and every morning dedicate ourselves to life in Christ so that the light of Christ can shine in us and radiate upon those around us and change lives. And I've said it many times, and I believe with all my heart, that the church, which was given, as it were, into the hands of the apostles, it grew because the apostles and their disciples had the light of Christ in them. Nothing short of this power could possibly have penetrated the darkness of the Roman Empire and the hatred of the Jews at the time for our Lord and God. Nothing else other than the power of God could have transformed the hearts and minds of men and women who feared even to confess that our Lord, to confess the name of our Lord. And so, I think, given this example, it's an example that we need to embody in our lives and dedicate ourselves to the things of God. And may we be strengthened, and may we find the will to separate our things from ourselves from the things of the world, and dedicate ourselves to those things that bring about sanctification and purification throughout the 40 or 50 days coming Holy Week of Great and Holy Lent. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.